here's a story from The World.
Finally today, we've seen some stunning images from Mars, but we've never heard Mars, like what it sounds like, until perhaps this afternoon.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars.
NASA's rover Perseverance landed on the Red Planet late last week, loaded with all sorts of scientific goodies, including a small helicopter and 25 cameras. But we're radio heads here, so we're really excited about the rover's two microphones and the audio they captured from Mars. NASA rocket scientist Dave Grohl, no, not that Dave Grohl, he made the big reveal this afternoon. Drum roll.
So that gentle whirl that happens in the background, that is a noise made by the rover. But yes, what you did hear 10 seconds in was an actual wind gust on the surface of Mars, picked up by the microphone and sent back to us here on Earth.
A puff of Martian wind. I'll take it. All right, forget about sound, because Perseverance actually has a bigger job, as loath as this radio guy is to admit it. It touched down near an ancient river delta, where it will attempt to answer a very old question. Nina Lanza is a team lead for space and planetary exploration at Los Alamos National Laboratory.
Was there or is there life elsewhere in the solar system or even the universe? This is a really important, fundamental question that we'd like to answer. And Perseverance is going to be able to help us find that answer.
Lanza is also on the team that operates an instrument on the rover called the SuperCam.
It sits as the head of the rover right on top of the mast. And it has a cyclops eye that shoots a laser and vaporizes rocks, which is really cool, I think.
A cyclops eye, rock-zapping lasers on Mars. I don't know, where can you really go from there? The World comes to you each weekday from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. We're always online, day and night, at theworld.org. Be safe, stay strong. We'll see you again here tomorrow.
From PRX.